Hello, I'm Marie Itzneyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is Nordic walking, what it is and how it can change your life. My guest is Laura Duval, Nordic walker and trainer, nutritional therapist, health coach, and Pilates instructor from Cape Town. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much, Marit, for inviting me on this podcast. This is almost like a dream come true for me to share my passion of health journey that's been part of our family way before health was even a topic. So yeah, brilliant to be here.
Thank you. And I can hardly wait to have this discussion. To our listeners, after our conversation, Laura will give us her three tips for a healthy lifestyle. And then it will be fun question time. Laura, please tell us about your work.
Right. So I started originally as a dietitian or a nutritionist. I studied at that beautiful town, Potchefstroom, and now it's known as the Northwest University under Prof. Foster. And finishing off in Potch, I came to Cape Town to do my practical year with Professor Labadarios in the hospitals and just did not like working in the hospital. So for me, that was very claustrophobic and did not finish my hospital year as a dietitian, but then went onto the journey as a nutritionist. Started working with corporate companies, Roche Pharmaceuticals, and from there, the journey took me all over South Africa. The corporate life was amazing, loved the traveling and all of the challenges going with that. But as life goes on, the family was getting a little bit more demanding, and I had to choose something that I love and still keep my passion going for life. I then decided to open a Pilates studio, and that was 25 years ago. I think it was one of the first Pilates studios in Cape Town. And that's where the Pilates came in with the nutrition. And afterwards, I started with the Nordic walking branch to complete the holistic approach that I have with my clients. So Healthy Days is an approach of let's nourish the body with great food. Let's stretch and strengthen from the core, and then the cardiovascular effect and the vitamin sunshine D therapy while you were walking outdoors.
That truly sounds like a holistic approach.
Yes. So the idea is when the clients sign up with the studio, we first start off with the health goals. So I did my health coaching training with the Health Coach Academy in the UK and also with Patrick Holford. And I think it is a very important part of everybody's journey is to first set the goals down. And from there, we address every person in their own specific needs to get the most out of their time they spent in the studio.
Right. Today we're focusing on Nordic walking. And the big question is, what is Nordic walking?
All right. Now that's my big passion. I was always a vivid walker and runner throughout childhood. I grew up in a plaas, a farm in Pitfontein. I don't know if you ever heard a story of Pitfontein.
No.
But I was, yeah. So it's a very small farm community just outside the very famous Benoni. And I actually grew up with Charlize Tron. We were in the same Pitfontein in Ingekerk.
My goodness.
And yes, so I spend a lot of time outdoors, and we was always running around, a real hyper energy child. And when my time come around about the 40s, I couldn't do my marathons anymore. I was in constant pain with my knees. And then I did the very brave thing and went to the orthopedic surgeon specializing in knees here in Cape Town. And he gave me the devastating news of there's no cartilage left in my knees. So no more running, no more squats, no more lunges. And for me, being quite a little bit of a hard-headed person, I thought, no, this will not be the end. And as it might be, destiny was on my four step. And as we went to Slovenia that year, we were driving through one of the Alps passes, and there was a trail running event. And everybody was running with these poles. And I thought, what is this? I've never seen this in South Africa. This is now, I remember, 11 years ago. And stopped, asked, and realized these trail runners are actually Nordic walkers. And it was a light bulb moment for me. I knew this is what I need to do, and this is what I need to bring to South Africa. Did a lot of research. I did the instructing course in Croatia with the International Nordic Walk Association and met up here in Cape Town with you, Joseph. And he was also a very keen Nordic walker coming from the UK. Yeah, we trained together. And that is how I stumbled across Nordic walking. I did a lot of research. And Nordic walking is the summer training program of the cross-country skiers in Finland. It is quite a new sport. It only started in the 90s. But that is how the skiers stay fit in summer. And that's the short of the long.
Yes, and hence the poles.
So they adjusted the ski poles slightly to work on all terrain. So you don't need snow to Nordic walk. I often get that walking through the suburbs here in Boston. The people's like, where's the snow? Or are you going to climb Kilimanjaro? It's like, no, this is Nordic walking. You don't need snow. But the poles has to be a specific length. So ski poles are a little bit longer. So when we look at the exact height of your pole, it's a 0.65 times your length. So basically, when you stand up nice and straight with your trainers on and you hook your elbows into your waist, bring your hands 90 degrees forward in front of your hip bones. If you take the poles by the grip, the poles then should be in line with that 90 degree angle of your elbow. The poles also has a glove, which is different from the trekking poles you will find in the outdoor shops. The big idea of the glove is that you do not need to grip the pole. It's a lovely, soft, relaxed hand positioning. So your hands slip into the glove, the gloves are clicked into the pole, and we talk about an open hand technique. So the technique of Nordic walking is super easy, but to get the benefit from all the muscles to activate in the correct alignment, it is very important to have training walking with these poles in the correct manner. Also, at the bottom of the poles, you get a little rubber shoe, and that allows you to walk on tarmac as well as on paving. But when we hit the mountains, we take those little rubber tips off, and it's got a very sharp, spiky edge to the pole to plant properly into the ground. Or if you're running or walking along the beach, it is fantastic to get those poles propelling the body forward. It's almost like you are walking on water when you use those poles at the beach.
Is it true that Nordic walking is far more beneficial than any other single exercise?
Well, it would sound a little bit arrogant to say so, but definitely I believe so. And the science backs me for saying this. You incorporate 90% of your muscles with Nordic walking, which is similar to swimming. The beauty about the Nordic walking is it's a closed kinetic chain. Now, people would ask, what is a closed kinetic chain? Well, there is a single stream of energy moving through the body from the ground back to the body. So if you think of ordinary walking, your hands are normally free, which means the energy from the ground moves through the limbs, through the back, out by the hands, and you lose energy that way. But when we think of Nordic walking, the exertion is minimal because of the closed kinetic chain where the grounding through the limbs, the back, the arms go back through the poles into the ground. So working 90% of the muscles means that you are burning more calories. So you burn 46% more calories doing the Nordic walking technique without the exertion, because the body is almost reloading constantly through the energy from the ground. And the other beauty about it is it takes 30% impact off the joints. So in Finland, the researchers are doing a lot of work proving this specific benefit. And that is why my knees are so much better. I can hike up and down the Alps. I just came back from a trip as well, doing crazy in and declines on the mountains. And not once were I even hardly aware of any joint knee issues. In actual fact, I was just feeling the strongest and I was flying over those mountains with the poles. And that is just like an eagle moment for me. It's like flying the eagle down those mountains if you have the poles in the right place.
Yes, it's starting to sound more and more attractive to me.
Yes, no. At the World Cup that I attended a few years ago in Poland, the association was talking about the perception of people walking with poles are normally old or debilitated. And that is our biggest challenge, is to change that perception that no, the poles are actually the intelligent way to run and to walk, because you're getting so much more muscle activation. When you normally run or walk, it's only 50% muscles activating through the lower body. But now you're getting those arms. I mean, literally, the one client that bought the poles from me, she said all her friends are now commenting on how beautiful her arms are toned and shaped. And that is just due to the poles, because you're literally walking from your arms. It's the new set of legs. So you're walking on four, and it gives you a lovely stride and shifting the upper body into motion. So it is actually kind of a beautiful rhythmic dance that you do. And the perception of old people walk with poles is changing slowly but surely.
Laura, Nordic walking, I read on your website, is the fastest growing sport in the world. Could you give us some insight into what's happening in other countries?
Yes. So at the moment, there's over 10 million Nordic walkers. In Finland, one in four people are walking with Nordic walking poles, and in Germany, one in five. To give you an idea, I was June in France. And I was just Googling there, I want to compete again in a Nordic walk event. So I typed in Nordic walk events in France in the month of June. My jaw dropped. 75 events in 1 month in France to compete in a Nordic walk event. And then I obviously chose the one that had the prettiest type of venue. It was up a mountain in Saint Etienne. And it was a 10K that I did. Came fifth, which I was very chuffed with. And
congratulations.
It was a very challenging route. Yeah. It was a very tough route, I must say. It was, again, up and down a mountain, and it rained the previous evening, so it was muddy and slippery. But fear not. The big thing of walking with the poles is also the fear of falling is cancelled. So with those poles, it gives you so much stability, propelling the body forward, but also preventing slipping when you go downhill. So that was a highlight of the June holiday. That I would like try to get growing here in South Africa, because yeah, that's my bucket list, is to grow Nordic walking in South Africa, similar to what's happening in Finland, Germany, and in France. The Canadian physiotherapist Jennifer Howie, we work together. And we had a webinar last month, which was very successful with all the physios, biokineticists, and OTs. And yeah, she's planning to host a rehabilitation Nordic walk instructing course online for us here in South Africa to grow the sport.
Who can do Nordic walking?
Absolutely everyone. When I competed in Poland in the World Cup, the youngest competitor was 5 years old and the oldest was 88 competing. And it was just the sweetest thing to see this little toddlers running around there with their poles. And specifically in South Africa, the clients I have about over 280 clients Nordic walk, ranging literally from my top trail runner athletes that runs the Cape Town Marathon. Then I have a big support from the Parkinson Group with the Stellenbosch University, with the Biokineticus Department. Then arthritis, oh, that is beautiful to see how they just work those hands that's got rheumatoid arthritis through the gloves. Their hands are relaxed and they move with ease. Back fusions, breast cancers, type 2 diabetics, getting fantastic results. Overweight people enjoy this way of walking. It just makes it for them so much easier because it lessens the impact on their joints. Yeah, the range of people that can benefit from Nordic walking is endless. It is literally a sport for any age and any debility that you have challenges with.
And it also sounds to me that if you struggle with aging, okay, not everybody struggles with aging, I didn't put that right, but if you are, for instance, you develop the fear that you will fall, then this could be a really, really good form of exercise for you.
Absolutely. One of my favorite clients I met last year, she's an African lady that lives in Lesotho, and her daughters brought her here the day. And she's got that fear of falling, especially walking to the closest town in Lesotho. It's always a challenge to get up and down those hills. And she was also in her 80s. And then afterwards, she just gave me this biggest hug I've ever got from a client. And she's, God bless you. You changed my life today. Now I can fly to town. Yeah, that was just for me such a beautiful testimony and a witness to see that first 5 minutes. Because when I assess a client, I first ask them to walk without the poles, to look specifically at their posture, the way they move their gait, and the way they move their arms. And after that analysis, we put the poles on. And then to see that transformation within minutes, it's every time like a wow moment of a miracle happening right in front of you, especially also with the Parkinson guys, where they are so almost insecure about walking on their own. And then the minute you put those poles in, you see that leaning forward posture changes to a beautiful, upright, confident way of walking, feeling strong again and confident in their movement, because movement is medicine. And if you've got that fear of movement, you start to move less. So movement, according to me, is life, and life is movement.
Laura, I'd like to ask you about your knees, because you've mentioned that they were giving you trouble to the extent that you were advised not to run anymore. So if one has that sort of problem, at which stage of rehabilitation should you start Nordic walking?
I actually started immediately. But if you refer to people with knee replacements, hip replacements, spinal fusions, I've had fantastic results on my clients who's recovered after the op. So after the knee replacements, the doctor normally advises you to start walking immediately, but in short, slow bursts of training. So the physios and me as a Pilates and a Nordic walk trainer will work with the therapists, starting them off very slowly, nothing more than 15 minutes a day. So if you have your physician and your specialist working with me as your trainer. There is no reason why you can't start immediately. But as I say, to take it slowly and in short moments, not to overdo it in the beginning.
And judging from your own experience, it can lead you to normality in a way that you never expected.
Absolutely. I am walking faster than ever before. And for me, that is a little bit of a competitive on my own. I don't compete against others that much, but I like to push my own body. So one of my favorite trainings are the HIIT training. I don't know if you know about HIIT training.
No, tell us.
So it's a high-intensity interval training. So when I was at school and we were part of the athletic team, the teachers said to us, okay, ons gaan vandag fardlek. I don't know if you remember that name. Where you had to run from one lamp pole to the next as fast as you can, and then you walk the next.
Mm.
So specifically with the poles that I import from Italy, the Gable Nordic Walking Poles, they designed an e-pole. So the e-pulse is taking the digital world outdoors. So I download the app on my cell phone, and then I activate my pulse. I've got digital monitors inside. So I can then afterwards see exactly my heart rate, my oxygen consumption, as well as the calorie burn that I had during my workout. So how it works is as follows. You only train 20 minutes on a time, where it's a 2-minute interval. So for 30 seconds, you walk with the poles as fast as you can. You really push it. You swing those arms because the speed of your walking is depicted by the time that you swing the arms. So these poles will also measure the force that I put down on the ground, as well as the angle movement of my arm swing, and if left is competing equally and equilibriumly with the right side. So that's one of the big advantages of Nordic walking also. You get that weaker side. For me, it's my left side, as strong as the right side. So you're getting that beautiful equilibrium. So how the HIIT training is, 30 seconds as fast as you can, then 90 seconds, normal speed. And you repeat that cycle 10 times. And that adds up to a 20-minute training. And that is the way to get your health, heart rate, oxygen consumption, and your muscles top-notch. That is the most effective way that the training and the research has been proven to get your fitness to the ultimate level.
I want to ask if runners or other sportsmen and women are listening, including trail runners and ultra runners, and they wonder how this can serve them. What would you say to them?
Well, I call it the intelligent exercise, because if you're out on the road or the mountain running or walking, why not use all the muscles? I mean, for me, that's just like a 1+1. You just have to think, what are you doing and how can I benefit more from this? So making the most of your time that you spent investing in your health. I have really some fantastic testimonies here from clients. I don't know if we have time today.
We certainly do.
All right. So when we talked about doing this podcast, I sent out to all my Nordic walkers in South Africa to send me a highlight of Nordic walking and how it changed their lives. So one of my favorite ones was a lady from Malmesbury. And her testimony was as follows. Every time I walk, everything just fits and it feels right. I was overweight. The doctors said I must start to exercise daily, but I could not do more than 100 meters and my knees would pain and the inflammation would flare up in my body. I started Nordic walking with Laura, and it's now 3 to 4 kilometers every day. And I'm doing it at much bigger than 5 kilometers per hour. And I've lost 21 kilograms. Isn't that amazing?
That is wonderful, especially from a health point of view.
Yeah. I mean, and you can think, of being so overweight, it's difficult to get out there and move because the pain is just keeping you on the couch. And there, the poles literally took the pain of her knees away. And she joins me quite often on a Saturday when we do our wine walks on Boschendal, or last time we did it in Stellenbosch. We do a little walk there through three wine farms. I call it the Winelands Wellness Walk. And we walk literally through the waterfalls, down three wine farms, just on the vineyards, not going even close to a road. And that is one of the most beautiful ways of getting your health goals ticked for the week.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. This section, Up Close and Personal, on my website, offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients, or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. To each listener, no matter your age, occupation, or where you live, how about creating your very own personal audio recording with me as a one-of-a-kind gift to someone you deeply care for? In this private interview with me, you can express your love for your partner, leave a legacy to your children or grandchildren, honor your mum or dad or a mentor. The possibilities are endless. To find out more, just click on Gift Podcasts on my website. Now, back to my guest.
Other testimonies I have is a breast cancer survivor. So because we work the upper body so hard, it helps with the lymph drainage as well. And this lady just prioritized her health after the scare of surviving breast cancer. And she says, I can feel how my back and my arms are getting a good daily workout. And my Fitbit shows me that I'm burning 30% more energy after each walk in comparison with what it showed without walking the poles. Another one says, I love this one from Sea Point. She says, I'm walking through Sea Point Promenade, and the feeling of flying past the crowds just thrills me. Good one. I've got another one who had a back fusion. It's a 60-year-old man, and he had a back operation, a fusion between L4 to L7. And his surgeon said to him, he needs to start walking. And while he was in hospital, he started research walking programs, and he stumbled on my website. And he said, okay, let's try this. And the surgeon was very happy to hear about this because he had not heard about Nordic walking. So it's now 4 months of the operation. He's walking 12 kilometers a day. I mean, and thinking of after the operation, the OT had to teach him how to walk with confidence, and he was so fearful of walking. But now he walks 15 minutes faster on that 12Ks daily than even before the operation. So that is, for me, just like making me really happy about this Nordic walking thing, and I think everybody should Nordic walk.
Yes, I can understand why. Laura, how does one get started?
So there's two methods. If you're lucky enough to stay in Cape Town, we can do one-on-one training or in a group training at the promenades or closer in the vicinity of where you are. We usually start off, as I said, with the analysis of normal, ordinary walking. And then the poles that I have will be specifically for you. So I measure your height and we get the correct length for you. The specific poles that I recommend is the fixed length, made out of carbon. Carbon is your strongest and your lightest composition, and it has the best shock-absorbing material as well. So poles that you often find in the outdoor shops are aluminium. They vibrate, they're heavy, and they're not such great shock absorbers. I do have telescopic ones as well for the guys who go and walk the Camino. So sometimes people prefer walking with poles that can fold into their backpacks. But yeah, we basically do a 45-minute training, teaching you the correct technique of flat terrace as well going uphill and downhill, because there's a specific way to walk up a mountain and down a mountain to engage the correct shoulder and hip stabilizing muscles, to take the impact off your lower back, the hips and the knees, as well as the feet. So the correct technique, as I mentioned before, is with the glove, the hands are soft, just not gripping the pole, because then you work the upper traps and that restricts the brain flow to the brain. So we want the neck very relaxed, but you want to work the arms swinging from the shoulders, almost like a soldier marching. So it's a nice big free arm swing. Then we keep the poles always behind us at a 45-degree angle. Otherwise, you're going to trip over the pole. So very, very, very easy to rather have the poles behind you. The arms are straight and you plant the poles into the ground in opposite arm and leg swinging action. That propels the body forward and slightly upwards. Like I said, almost walking on water. The biggest benefit of the left and right arm swing is the coordination, because that stimulates the brain. It's a cross-barrier movement. So if you look at the PET scans that Finland has done on the research, they inject the body with ink and then test the oxygen consumption. And this is beautiful to see. Comparing ordinary walking with the Nordic walking, your brain flares up flaming red, as so much your core, your abdominals, your back and your arm muscles. It all turns out flaming red because of the muscle activation. And the left and the right brain crossing, walking in coordination, is very important. Specifically, if we look at the research that's been done with dementia and Alzheimer's, the brain cells can actually grow. Once they've shrinked almost like a raisin, it is possible to send oxygen to those muscles, give them some good lubrication almost, and they plump out like grapes again. And that is a very therapeutic method of treating mental health as well. I had a psychiatrist who recommended to one of my clients that was very depressed to not go to a gym, but please walk outside every day. It's part of your medicine, is to walk outside. Because there's something that happens in the brain when we are walking in a coordinated way that calms the body down, boosts the endorphins, the serotonin, the oxytocin. It is just one happy place to be, and that's walking with your poles outdoors daily.
South Pole is the only Nordic walking organization in South Africa, right?
Correct. We're trying to grow it. So for my Joburg and Durban walkers, and even Free State. Oh, I had a talk with Johan Rademan on the RSG. Oh. And that was such a fun interview. But the best was afterwards. The Hele Vrystaat, the whole Free State called me afterwards. And if they were in Fourierberg or in Whipstad or wherever, and they're all like, we heard you on radio, and how do we get to walk with Nordic walking poles? And I did online training. So we do a Zoom training. I courier the poles down to them. And I even have a trainer in Malawi. And that is the second best way to train, is to basically do an online course. I even have walkers in East London. And I also did a few trainings in Benoni while I was visiting the family that side. So yeah, I do travel around. If I get anyone requesting me to come to their village, I am a keen traveler, as you guys know. I just came back from Slovenia. So yeah, that's the way to do the training. But next year, there will be a lot of physios and biokineticists throughout South Africa that will have qualified as international Nordic trainers as well.
Right. So in the first place, then those health professionals can contact you if they're interested. And in the second place, tell us about the walk you offered in Slovenia.
Oh, well, that is, you know, everybody's got a saying, dream big. So I did. But my dad also has a funny saying of, Laura, you've got more guts than brains sometimes, because putting this tour together was quite a challenge in the way of, I'm maybe overestimating what we can do and not do. But yeah, I am back and saying it was the most fun ever. It was a huge success. We did a slackpacking tour with Germans, Americans, and even a lady from England. And how the tour was put together was, me and my husband did the tour together. He is the admin guru. So he booked all the accommodation and the transport. We picked up the people. It was a 7-day walk. And then Slovenia is known for just great healing waters. So we incorporated every day the walk, me and Peter traveling your bags in and out of the little lodges. We walked for 3 hours every morning, and then the afternoons were for you to explore the beauty of each little Slovenian town, the most generous people with the best wine. My husband's a winemaker, so obviously he did a lot of wine tours with the walkers as well. In the evenings, we all went out exploring the beautiful cuisine of Slovenian food. They do know how to make honest, nourishing meals. And we popped into 3 different thermal spas. So every termi, they call it in Slovenia, has a very high mineral content. And that's why I'm talking about the healing waters of Slovenia. The one termi would say, right, this is a termi focusing on skin health or cardiovascular diseases or muscular or arthritic healing benefits. So that was important throughout our tour. And the people gave us the most beautiful feedback afterwards, saying they've never felt so good after a holiday. And that was just movement, fresh air, and the healing waters.
Yeah, and you have mentioned the word bucket list, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm not the only one.
So Slovenia, slackpacking, sideway tours. That was our maiden tour this year, and definitely it's going to be a yearly thing. And so anyone who's got a travel spirit and love the outdoors, this is the way to go.
My last question is, for people who are lucky enough to live in Cape Town, you offer quite a lot there for people doing Nordic walking, don't you?
Yes. So we do twice a week. We've got a little WhatsApp group here in the northern suburbs. I've got about 12 routes planned. So it takes you about an hour to 90 minutes to have a little social walk in the mornings. And I must say, we are quite critics on everybody's gardens. It's like, oh, look at this one's garden. Yeah, so we do that twice a week, or try to. Kirstenbosch is one of my favorite places as well. So on a Tuesday, the pensioners go in for free. So I'm almost there. Can't wait to hit the 60 mark, so I also can go for free every Tuesday. I always say, I've got a social club with a walking problem, because after the walk, they always want to have something to eat or to drink. So in Kirstenbosch, one of my favorite spots, there's a chef from Israel. And she knows how to make the best falafels. But actually, anything she makes there is great. And then on weekends, we do winelands or beach walks. And also then, obviously, we reward ourselves with a lovely rosé afterwards, which I think you've earned after walking with me in the vineyards.
Mm. Laura, where can listeners learn more about your work?
So if you go onto either healthydays.co.za, there you will find all the health coaching packages. I've got a few videos on YouTube as well. So if you look on Laura Duvall on the YouTube channel, there's a lot of Pilates workouts that I do throughout the world. So, I mean, if you're feeling like, oh, I want to do a Pilates class today in Budapest, just click on the Budapest workout. Then I've got my balancing blood sugar webinar on there. So if you want to learn more about managing your menopause, getting rid of belly fat, that's the way to go. And then I've got an exclusive website for South Pole Nordic Walking that is telling you everything you need to know about Nordic walking and the poles that I import from Italy, the most amazing little company. They actually originated making poles for skiers because the grandfather was an avid Olympic skier. And he decided he's going to start making his own ski poles. And then I went to visit the family last year. Most amazing people. Again, so generous. And went through the whole factory to see that those poles are not made in China. They're actually made in Italy by a small family from scratch. The rolls of carbon are stacked up in the one side of the factory. And then they start rolling out the poles, doing their own signage on it. It's really sexy poles. Fall in love with the poles, and you will never want to be without your poles once you see how cute and elegant those poles are.
I will attach the link to the website to the podcast. I'd just like to know if you could give us your email address if someone wants to contact you there.
Well, I do have a little bit of a difficult spelling. So it's Laura, L-O-H-R-A, at dw.co.za, or otherwise just go info@southpole.co.za and you will, that's maybe easier to spell. So that's the two email addresses.
Yes, I will include them in the podcast notes. And for listeners who are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or one of those platforms, if you click on the link which says podcast notes, then that will take you to the podcast notes where you will find these email addresses. But the link to the website will be right there. Thank you, Laura. And could we have your three tips on for a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, well, that is the big why. So tip number one is, why do you want a healthy lifestyle? That should be the strongest motivator. I mean, often I will find clients coming to the studio because they've got pain. And my joke with them is, yeah, pain is a great motivator as well. So all over, if you know the big why do you want a healthy lifestyle? I think that sets your health goals in place. So for me, I want to live life to the fullest. For me, that's the big why. I want to age gracefully. I want to feel great and confident about walking into a room, living light and not being drawn down by a knee or a shoulder or any other debilitating energy levels that's low or stress. So that's for me the big why. That's step number one. Why do you want a healthy lifestyle? Put your health goals down. The second thing coming around with your health goals is, how will life be different? So, okay, now I don't have a knee problem anymore. My life will be different. I can walk up and down the mountains because that's my happy place. I want to walk until my dying day. I want to walk straight to heaven. That's kind of the way I want to live, and that is how life is going to be different. I'm going to be confident walking with my little spaghetti top. I'm not going to feel like conscious about working the arms, showing it in public. So for me, that's how life's going to be different. I'm going to wear my strappy tops, and I'm going to be in my happy place on the mountains without having pain. And then my third last tip is, if we look at nourishing meals. So for me, we should eat to live. I not live to eat? And people often confuse that. And then they make food the enemy. For me, we were given these perfect bodies to nourish. And food was placed on earth to nourish. Food is your friend. So start living, nourishing the body with healthy, clean, honest food that's in season. Enjoying that rainbow on your plate every day. And that will give you the energy to live a better life. And that's my three tips, Mariet.
Thank you, Laura. Are you ready for your fun question?
Yeah, shoot.
We're going to the world of the imagination. If you could be a squirrel, where would you like to live?
Well, that's a given. Slovenia in the forest.
Oh, that was much too easy.
No, sorry. But yeah, if I was a squirrel, climbing up and down the trees, closer to the clouds, breathing in the fresh air, collecting my corns, that will definitely be Slovenia because of the great wine and water and air they have that side. Yeah, and especially the north of Slovenia. There's a valley of 1,000 hills. And that's where I feel so free and light and, yeah, just being me.
Thank you. And thank you, Laura, for introducing us to Nordic walking. I am very curious about this. And I really hope that the idea is going to spread and that we will see a lot more of these poles being swung about by people who do Nordic walking.
Oh, that's all be great. So a lot of pole dancing going to happen soon in Africa, I believe, then.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. I'd be honored if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode interesting, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free podcasts and articles on how to live a happier and healthier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, just search for Mariet Sneeman Journalist. The podcast series Calm, Clear, and Helpful is produced by me with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.